We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. And as is typical, the conversation never stops when Mick O'Rourke from Signature Bank is in the studio. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you, my friend. Great to be here. I wish it was a sunny day looking out your beautiful view here down the river. But the boats are moving, which is good.
The boats are moving, and you can see the pier. A lot of times you can't see the pier when the weather's bad. So.
Yeah. No, it's great. And there's traffic out there downtown. I walked over from our office. It's nice to see the buildings are busier. The restaurants are picking up. It seems like employment is not the bigger issue it was the last time I stepped in. It seems like some people are getting back to work.
And hey, I'm just so sorry that you were at Marquette when Bob Duquette was the coach. I didn't realize
I don't know if Bob Duquette is on a plaque or anything at Marquette, but those were definitely the worst basketball years ever.
He got the job because his name rhymes with the school.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, no,
I know. Remember Doc Rivers? He was there when I was
Oh, my God. Was he Proviso or Maywood?
Proviso,
yeah,
I think.
Proviso.
Yeah,
he's the best.
All right, so I don't know if you heard our conversation. We were just talking about Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, said, hey, it's time for the federal law. He said it might be time for the federal law on marijuana to go away. It's no longer needed because so many states are now have states' laws contrary to federal law when it comes to marijuana. And I brought up banking, right? Isn't it a major hassle for banking?
It's an incredible hassle. So there's it's a Class B felony still for a bank to accept deposits from any type of marijuana-related direct supplier. So if somebody's fixing the electrical switch in a marijuana dispensary, we can bank them. But if somebody's supplying them the products that they use to grow, we cannot do it. I think it's incredible, and I think the federal government should step in. And just as I can only say the federal government, the hypocrisy of it all is when the federal government wants to get their tax dollars from a dispensary or grower,
yeah,
they accept cash.
Right.
But the banks can't take the cash.
That's hilarious.
So it just shows the hypocrisy of it all. I mean, it's kind of like sometimes when you talk to your parents and get two different answers, we need an adult in the room to say this is what the program should be.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, right, this was a tax case where the dispensary said, hey, I'm not getting tax breaks that other businesses get. So I didn't think of this. When that dispensary pays its federal income tax, how does it pay it?
So the IRS has counting rooms that if you're a cash business and you want to pay your taxes, you schedule a time and there's an IRS officer there and you go in with a wheelbarrow full of cash.
And they've got to do that.
And they have to do it because they have to pay their taxes. So I think that's, as I said, the hypocrisy of it all. The federal government accepts the cash for the taxes, but we can't accept it for deposits.
And so as a guy who runs a bank, that's got to make things difficult. And
exactly. From day one, we've lived in a regulated world, and the regulation is as it is now, and we abide by those regulations. I don't know when it's going to change, but certainly seems like it's on the path to change. And we were just talking, you said 36 states out of 50 have laws that
36
allow.
36 have medical marijuana, and I think another 18 have recreational. And it's not shrinking.
No, it's not shrinking. It's just becoming bigger and bigger. Friday night, I had dinner down at Wrigleyville, and I was across the street from a dispensary. I mean, it was like Grand Central Station.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. No, I really thought I would, partake, and I just haven't been that interested in it.
Well, part of it is you need time.
Yeah.
I mean, to see the line, jeez. Oh, my God, there had to be 50 people in the line.
So how is business otherwise? The business are coming back for the banks and for
you
guys?
No, it definitely is. I mean, businesses are coming back. I was just saying it's nice to be down here and see activity picking up. Our customers are certainly busy. You know, the majority of companies are having return to work policies, and their employees are coming back, which is certainly spurring activity.
Yeah, that's nice.
The supply chain issues are now the major issue, where people cannot get parts for cars, for microchips, for other types of products, and that's causing real issues.
And that's not a capital situation.
No.
That's a physical parts situation.
It's literally trying to get the parts over from international ports. And COVID around the rest of the world is certainly still having impacts, and we have to get vaccines out, but that's above my pay grade.
Mick O'Rourke is the CEO of Signature Bank. Great sponsor. We're happy to have you here. We have a mutual banking friend, Bill Lynch, who...
Yes.
He listens to the show, he says, but he turns it off when you come on.
My favorite Irish guy.
Another Marquette guy.
But another Marquette guy. I think he sent a bunch of kids there, too.
Well, listen, it was great to see you again.
Great to you. Drive safe on the Edens.
Oh, we didn't say that. Right. So people didn't believe me. I said on the air that we got stuck on the Edens together, and we talked through our windows.
Exactly. We weren't texting. We weren't like 16-year-old girls.
I think that's legal, right?
Oh, it's still legal. Exactly. Yeah. I think people thought we were crazy yelling at each other, but we were having a good time.
I could hear an FM station on your car.
No, 720. World's greatest newspaper.
We'll see you, Nick. Mick, listen to that.
Come on, man.
I did that. I just have the worst time with names. We'll see you, Mick.
See you. Thanks. All right. Great seeing you.